This week on the Analog Assault Podcast, episode 121, we're talking Anthem, Outriders, Disney Plus, and so much more. So let's go.
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Analog Assault Podcast. We got our hosts, Radical, Scarecrow, Prime, and Lupo. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's
hey, how's
happening?
It going?
Just another day out here in the Badlands.
Exactly, right?
Oh, boy.
Another day in paradise.
Yeah.
Lost.
We all have power. We all have heat. It's like 70 degrees back again in Texas. So,
I had to turn my air conditioning on yesterday. I was like, what the hell is wrong with me?
Yeah.
I was like, I was getting warm in my room. I was like, I went to the thermostat. It's like, it's 80 degrees in here. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this? This is not okay. I went from like 15 degrees as average last week to
like
80.
80, yeah. Like,
no. Yeah. What the hell?
So guys,
I can't say anything. I'm in Florida.
Florida. Perfect weather year round.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we're all back. Still we're here, all alive.
Yeah.
We made it through.
That's good.
We have food. Their grocery stores are stocked back up. So
that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it was very interesting using my pool water that I pay for to flush my toilets.
Okay, that's
scooting me on the sidewalk so I don't slip, carrying a bucket full of water.
Yeah, we have to do that in hurricane season, man. We have to put water in our freezer, like just in case, and then we use it if we lose electric or water or anything.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of people around here that I talked to were like using bottled water to.
Yep.
Plus the toilets.
Oh, no.
Luckily,
no.
Like, that was the only thing I didn't lose the whole time was water.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Where I live now, we're on a well. So if we lose if we lose power, we lose our water. So
you lose water because you don't have a pump.
Right. Well, we have a pump.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, no power, no pump.
Right, exactly.
Power, no pump.
Tonight, guys. We got so much to talk about. We have so many things to talk about. So before we get into a little housekeeping, if you like the content, then consider hitting that smashing that sub button. There we go. I finally got it right.
Hitting that smash.
Whatever you do. Helps us keep the lights on here at MHG. And if you like to watch us live, you can check us out on Twitch every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. At twitch.tv/MuhornGaming. Make sure if you like Star Wars content, and I'm now posting some other stuff, go check out our TikTok there at Muhorn Gaming. And another great way you can support us is using creator code on the Epic Store, Muhorn-Gaming.
It's a hyphen.
I'm just going to stick with it, guys.
Hyphen.
Dash.
It's so much easier.
A lot better than
it's one.
Minus sign.
When I say dash, though, it's like people are like dash, okay, you know. But minus sign, you know what that is? It's a little line. There's no way to miss.
People will be like, "Where's that on the keyboard? I don't have a number pad.
Where is it? Yeah. So guys, we got into it a little bit, but what you been doing?
Luke likes that one.
Tickled him
is that a minus
bit.
Sign or an underscore? I can't really tell.
It's an underscore. What's a URL?
Sorry, no. Off the rails.
No, what are you doing? What you been playing? What's going on, guys?
Well, a lot more than last week because no one's here. But I dove back into Assassin's Creed Valhalla since I've been watching Vikings, and it's freaking. it's so dang good. I mean, it just went right where I left it off. Robert picked it up, being so good. Loved it. I'm sucked into it. I actually am thinking about bringing my, doing the xCloud, playing it at work again on lunch breaks because, like, it's that good. Doing a lot of Pokemon Go with the kids. This weekend actually was an event of some sort. I think it's Kanto something. And we drove all around the few parks in the mountain area, catching a bunch of stuff. Me and my son were doing raids, and it was crazy. I mean, catching some legendaries and this and that. And like, this is actually kind of fun. And my dad's like, my son's like, hey, Dad, you're really getting into this, aren't you? He's like, no, it's all for you. Nah. You're the kids. That and like I said, Vikings has been pretty much what I've been up to. And then, of course, today's little gaming game we'll be talking about. But yeah.
Right on.
Good times. Good times here, man.
Right on.
Yeah. So let's see. What have I been doing? playing all my normal games. Put quite a bit of hours into Genshin and Destiny this week. I finally got a couple, like my two main characters, my two main DPS characters in Genshin to max level now. Just working on their skills and stuff. Like, there's so many things you gotta level in that game, but it's fun. Like, I log in, get my dailies at least, go try to get a couple pieces of gear or some resources. Their last event's kind of is basically over, so we're just waiting for the next little thing. Which, I mean, they're very good about putting out their content. I think the longest we've had for a drive spell is like maybe 3-4 weeks.
I actually saw something this week that it's actually going to cost twice their production budget to keep up with the amount of content every single year now.
Dang.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy to think about.
But I think they can do it. Like, if it keeps.
Oh, I mean, they're making the money back hand over fist, but.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if they actually keep. Because, like, a lot of the stuff that's in the game right now is all stuff that they've had over the last almost year or so in beta. So there's really nothing like new per se to like the game world. It's just new to the players that are experiencing it for the first time.
Yeah. Other than that, been watching some stuff on PSO 2 New Genesis. They keep just putting out little tidbits and stuff. And like, and it's just like, when are we going to get a beta? Or is the US even going to get beta access before the game launches? There's still no launch date. I know it's this year, but we're still waiting on that. And what else? Just been watching my shows. Really enjoying Log Horizon. Lupo and I have been watching that. He actually passed me on it. I think you're probably done. Are you done with
Yeah, I'm done with the second season. Yeah.
So I'm about... I'm on like 10.
Well, only because they said like the dub was gonna launch this week and it didn't. So like,
it did. Now no, it did. It did. Oh, first episode came out today.
Oh, they told me 2 days ago. So here we are.
Yeah. Well, anyway, got that. And then, like today, said, well, last week playing survival game. Stay warm. And then today, yeah, we'll have to jump into talking about Outriders.
Right on. What about you, Red?
So I'll start off with the big news. Listen, I already made this joke for the guys, but I'm doing it again because I think I'm funny. The big news of the week is that I finished Ghost of Tsushima after 8 months of not finishing it. I would strongly suggest against like literally playing it to completion minus 5 quests. I would strongly ask people to not do that. But with that being said, it was great. It was a very good finish. There was like one thing about the ending that I didn't like, and it was a mechanical thing that I wrote about in my review anyway. And which is why I keep it at a 9.8. It was great. I liked the story ending. One of the things that I didn't do before I like went on hiatus in that game was finish Norio's quest. And Norio was, for those who may not remember or who didn't play, he's a big warrior monk. I don't know if that's the right term, but he's just a big like a big teddy bear dude. But he has a very intense story, and him and Masako were my favorites. But anyway, it was a great ending. I'm really glad that I finished it. And I will keep it very broad and general just in case people haven't played it, and I spared the dude at the end. Nice. So that was the option that I chose. I re-downloaded Division 2 I hopped back into that. In the middle of last week, I really like the aesthetics of that game. Any grails on that bookcase? Not really. Actually, you know what? That's a lie. You can't see. I'm going to pivot for a second. There's an Azula from last Airbender that she's probably worth about 180
on your pops.
200 Australian on my pops. Yeah, Cheesemo's nice. Asking in the chat. Yeah. So she's probably my most expensive. Some of the other expensive ones are not in a box, which. Yeah, hot damn Azula, that's her. Anyway, so I redownloaded Division 2. I really like the aesthetics in that game. I kind of looked up Endgame a little bit. I could give or take. I just like running around. It feels like a single player game without it being single player. So I really like it. So I redownloaded that. I'm playing Destiny. The love-hate relationship continues. If I'm playing with my pals, my friend Volcasmic, I play with her a lot. We had like a really awesome day in competitive PvP on Friday. It's been weird. Yeah. I'm having fun. It's been a strange few days, like for the Destiny community. So I was kind of like having a tough time with it. And so, it was weird. It's kind of I'm not going to go into it, but it was just kind of a weird couple days. And I feel like there was something else that I was doing gaming wise, but I don't think that I was.
Not playing Among Us.
I took a couple weeks off of Among Us. That's a big deal for me. I mentioned a couple weeks ago when we were here, my D&D group started. So we had our second session yesterday and just like shenanigans ensued. It was really fun. I got to do some fun acting as like my character super drunk and just being ridiculous, which is always really fun. So that was nice. And then I don't think I mentioned, because I think I started watching it after our last podcast. I started watching Community. I don't think that I mentioned that last time. So no, I started watching Community, which is a very funny show. It reminds me like of like our group a little bit. There's just like such funny personalities. But Community is very funny. People have been telling me to watch it for a long time. So I finally did. And yes, my husband and I are still working through Futurama, but we're on like the seasons now that when they came back to Comedy Central. So we're almost done.
Yeah.
But it's been really, really fun. I'll keep that in mind, Nate. Thank you for that. I think that's it. I just want to take this moment to warn Lupo. Sports are starting back up. So I just want to let you know. Baseball is starting.
So no rating with Rad until September. Got it.
No. Well, September is when the playoffs start. So at least November. I'm just kidding. But
make it first.
I know. I missed the raid on Saturday. And I was like at my parents are moving. So I was helping them. Oh, that's not an appropriate thing to tell on this podcast. I got a really cool relic from the early 90s. That's a little risque. I could probably tell it and be appropriate. I'm going to go for it and Mule can cut me off. So back in the day, there is a Little Mermaid VHS cover that is banned, and I encourage you guys to look it up.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So my parents are moving out of their house, and my dad was like, Rach, grab right now. Look it up. My dad was like, grab a box. He's like, I'm throwing these things out. I don't want them. I know that maybe I could get money for them, but I'm just throwing things away. My parents have been living there for 30 years. Like they're downsizing, whatever. And so I said, okay, but you know what? If we find the Little Mermaid box with the piece of anatomy on it, I'm keeping it. I am not throwing that out. That is a relic. They do not print that anymore. And my parents had it. So I am a proud owner of the banned copy of the Little Mermaid because there is a piece of male anatomy on the castle. And I own it. And I'm
do you know how much that's going for right now?
It's $300.
Really?
Is the price on the rise?
I am looking at Etsy.
Is the price on the rise?
$5,000.
It's not worth
$5,000. No, it's not $45,000. Get out of here.
I'm putting it in the chat, dude.
I don't believe you.
It's a super long link.
Etsy is not a legitimate resale. Super long link.
Oh my god.
Let me find another one.
The price on the rise for a super long link. But I looked it up on eBay and they're going for like $300, but like my VHS has a dent in it. Like I'm not going to sell it. I just wanted it for myself.
Just don't take it to GameStop because they'll give you like $3 for it.
Yeah, I'm not taking it to GameStop.
Not even that.
eBay has it for like $12.
If you give it to someone at GameStop, the people at the counter would even know what a VHS is what to play on.
No.
Probably not. But,
that is like such an accomplishment. I didn't think my parents were going to have it. And the best part was my dad was like, that's not on there. No. And you know, he's like the 61-year-old guy. He like holds the VHS. He's like, oh, that is that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, I'm done. Lupo, you are up. Oh, we're going back to Crow. Sorry, Lupo. I tried.
Sorry. I finally got my Eyes of Tomorrow.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's a good announcement. GG's. Okay, Lupo, you're up. Okay. Just kidding.
I was kind of low key this week. Work's just been absolutely insane. I had more people affected by COVID at work, so it's just been an ongoing issue since like the holiday. So I had two people out from Christmas till now. They're still both out, and I had two more people go out this week. So I was like half staff pretty much all last week as well. So it's just been a really rough time. So gaming is basically like the couple of hours that I can get in. Like I wasn't even trying to be like all too social this week, because it's just like when work beats you down that bad, you just want to like, all right, let me just decompress by beating up some bad guys. So what I started this week, like, you know, obviously Destiny is always a thing. My other time-consuming game is Genshin for the moment. I would really love to step away from Genshin because I just don't like the required amount of time that it takes to do everything. And then you're limited to what you can do on a daily basis without either paying your resources or your money. So I don't want to do either of those much longer. As much as I like enjoy the combat and the world is very interesting, the grind is relentless. It's more than any other game that I've ever played, and it sucks me in all the time. And I don't want to do it anymore.
But Hu Tao.
I'm done. Give me Outriders. I'm done. But that's another story. So the game I've been playing to kind of to work on the backlog, and it seems like the backlog now, like, because like Rad brings it up every week, and now I was on the Freelancer Codex podcast. I guess that was 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah,
they brought it up. So it's starting to take a life of its own, you know. So I want to continue doing that. So this week I started Batman Arkham Origins on Steam, and that was actually very nice. It's actually a lot of fun. I guess I'm about like more than a third, but less than a half, so maybe like 40% of the way through the game. So it's been fun. It's a little bit more linear than the other Arkham games if you've ever played those. But like, for a game that's so simplistic at its core, it's really great to like learn the combat and master the moves of a boss and really like understand the complexity of the boss fights. It's a lot of fun. And then like I enjoy Batman. Like stepping away from like superheroes in general, and then being brought back into the world, getting really excited for Gotham Knights, and then being on this whole Batman trip, like starting with rewatching the Batman movies and then watching the animated series very recently, and now, you know, playing through the Arkham games again before Gotham Knights comes out later this year. You know, it's been a really good time. And then watching, like Crow said, he suggested Log Horizon, it's another isekai, which is like basically humans in a virtual world, you know, more or less. And I've really, really enjoyed it. I watched the entire series in about 7 days. So
wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's only two seasons, but it's 50 episodes still. So
okay. Yeah,
right. It's fun.
Yeah, those Batman games are awesome. I love them.
Yeah, and I'm really, really.
I've only finished one of them, but I go back to them every once in a while. My son's like, "Dad, play the Batman game again. Come on."
Yeah, my kid, like, he's not a big Batman. He's like, my kid's a Superman fan. So he was watching me play Batman. He was just kind of like watching there, and you know, you can't like let them watch too much because it gets a little like, it's not graphic, yeah, but like heavy,
scary, for a kid. Little, right. Yeah.
So Mule, how about you, man? What you been playing, dude?
Oh, lots of Apex, a little bit of Dragon Age. That's pretty much it, man. It's just been between those two, a little bit of Star Wars, you know, for Star Wars Sundays and things like that. But the biggest
watching
thing is,
anything different?
Not really, man. Like just WandaVision. Like I have. I'm lucky that I'm standing upright. I'll just say that, because this week at work, has been absolutely insane. Like, because we had a whole week off because of the weather. And I just, like, the times that I could game, I would try a little bit, and I'm just so tired that I was just like, I'm done. And I looked at my metrics on Monday from work, and I literally did, like, 3 days worth of work in one day. So I am
like a boss.
Tuesday, my wife was sick, so I like watched the kiddos and didn't stream, and I went to bed early at like 9:30, and I got 8 hours of sleep. So Wednesday, I felt really good.
That's good.
Like a new man, huh?
Yeah, but basically just a lot of Apex. I'm getting back into it a little bit, just enjoying it for what it is. I don't have like a Destiny right now, so it's basically Apex and Dragon Age.
Sure.
But yeah, and Outrider soon. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But to segue some sad news, guys. I know this hits like Crow Lupu Eye a little deeper just because of all the memories we've had. But Anthem, we got an official announcement from BioWare. From Christian Daly, and basically Anthem will no longer be in production for Anthem next. So I wanted to ask you guys just your thoughts. How are you feeling after you got that news? I mean, honestly, guys, I'll just kind of start it, but I got a little emotional, man. I got a little teary because I started thinking about like being a part of the Game Changer program, got us to go out to LA. I got to meet some amazing people because of it. I mean, the computer I'm using right now is because I won a 2080 Ti at the event from Anthem. And just thinking about all the times we've had on Mixer together and streaming Anthem together and playing, you know, late nights. And I feel a little gut punched, man. How do you guys feel?
I'm kind of there with you. I mean, I wasn't entirely surprised, but man, did it hurt to hear the news. For me, it was memories of great gameplay, playing with friends, meeting a lot of new people, not just, you know, party chat and through our network of, you know, social media and whatnot, but in person at PAX and meeting devs and getting things signed in a giant room, a room full of tons of people for a podcast, all centered around the launch of this game and the game itself. It stung, and but you know, these things take those turns sometimes. I know for someone like Lupo, it probably is a little harder too because you know the investment was there.
Yeah, I mean, like it's hard to like talk about it and not just think about what it did for me in a content creator's you know frame of looking at it. You know. Growing the Anthem community on Mixer was like my biggest priority, not from inception, but like basically like a year after Mixer. Like, so once like the whole Fortnite things really started taking off, I wanted to get as far away from that as possible. So I really wanted to double down on the things I really enjoyed. And the one thing that was really garnering a lot of my attention was Anthem at the time, you know? So like, yeah. it was just announced at E3 the year before. And we were going into, you know, the next season of E3s. What were we going to see? And, you know, sure enough, I was like, you know what? I'm going out here and I am going to build the Anthem community from the ground up on Mixer. And, you know, it drew a lot of attention. We had a lot of people watching the streams. You know, we did a weekly web show kind of just going over, you know, the latest news. What's this? You know, what could we possibly see? You know, brought in some other community members that were really knowledgeable and had great insight about what was going on. And ultimately, like, that passion and, you know, the community helped drive me to partnership on Mixer. So I wouldn't be anywhere as a content creator without Anthem and its community, you know. So it does hit hard. But on the same, you know, on the same point of conversation, I think it's a huge relief, honestly. I hate anticipation, like negative anticipation, you know, like I enjoy like waiting for something good and I know something good's coming, but if like potential bad is coming, I just want to rip the Band-Aid off and get it over with. And that's how I felt with this announcement. I've had some really tough conversations with other people in the Anthem community over the last couple of weeks, some people that really wanted this to keep going, and I wanted to, but when you see the writing was on the wall, and it has been for some time now, and I think a lot of people see it as this was the 2 year anniversary. So them making this announcement this week is a dick move, or, you know, a slight or something like that. And it's just really bad circumstance, in my opinion. You know, the review happened a couple weeks ago. Any sort of official communication is going to take a couple of weeks to come out. Austin is buried in snow for, you know, a certain period of time, you know, so it's all circumstance that it had to come this week. I think if you put out communication this week, you say, hey, thanks for 2 years of Anthem. And then in a couple of weeks you say, we're done. People get even more pissed than they are right now. Yeah. So that's how I feel about it. You know, that whole aspect, but, it's a relief. It's good to know that, you know, these resources are going to allocate it to projects that I think a lot of us are also really passionate about, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mass Effect and Dragon Age. Like, I am not the biggest fan of Dragon Age, but I love Mass Effect. It's my favorite game series ever, and I'm really looking forward to the next chapter of Mass Effect, as well as the Legendary Edition. And I really hope that those resources get properly allocated, so we see the best versions of the games we also love besides Anthem, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you on that.
Fact.
I guess kind of closing on that topic, to me, it was almost like a weight off my shoulders.
Yep.
Because we were just waiting to hear something. And for me as a gamer, I was like, if they do come out with something, how am I going to fit it into my rotation? Is it going to be another? It's going to, because they were trying to make it more like a Destiny, something to keep you coming back. Like, that's what I feel like they wanted originally, but they just couldn't get there. But the fact that it is sad, I'm going to miss it. It'll be hard, even harder now to go back and play. I know Lupo, you said you were saying on Twitter that you went and played it for a little while the other day.
Yeah, I played about 2 hours on Tuesday, which was the anniversary. You know, just to get the juices flowing. You know, just to feel good about it. But, you know, promptly Thursday after, or what was that?
It was Thursday, I think.
Wednesday
was Thursday.
Wednesday was the announcement.
Or Wednesday.
Immediately after after the announcement, I uninstalled it on PC and.
Yeah,
moved on, you know, wiped my hands clean. And that's not a negative thing, you know, like when one door closes, another one opens, you know?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. This is an interesting topic for me, and I won't take too much time. I never played Anthem, you know, and this is not to like start a debate or anything. It has nothing to do with any DLC content. I was probably misinformed a little bit about like what Anthem was going to be and who was making it and whatever. You know, we've talked very briefly. My aversion to it was I was gung-ho and stupid about, you know, I didn't like that their A-team was moving to Anthem and not working on Mass Effect. So I always come from this conversation from a different perspective, but when it comes to a game like this that means so much to people, seeing it end, regardless of how I feel about the game, it's sad. You know, I think about games that I play and if, you know, that I put time into, you know, a lot of my content is from Destiny, you know, regardless of how I feel about it. And if all of a sudden I wasn't able to play it, or if it just, you know, they were like, we're shutting it down. It would be heartbreaking. And so like, I reached out to Lupo, you know, on Twitter and, you know, he didn't need me to do this, but like, I get it, you know, it's crushing. And so you know, it's sad. And so despite how I feel about it, I'm with you guys. It's a bummer. It's a bummer for gaming, for sure.
Indeed.
And I think, like, just last closing note, like, I think a lot of people like hear this news and think that like the game's not playable anymore. Like, you can still go in and you will be able to play it for the foreseeable future. You know, it's just no future content's ever going to come out.
Live service will stay up. Yeah, live service.
So I think if you have Game Pass and you're wanting to check out a cool game that has really like great combat mechanics, I would check it out today.
Yeah.
Totally. That and the story is pretty good too.
But just don't get too invested, you know.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So now kind of to the meat and potatoes, guys, of the podcast.
Sure.
Outriders demo has released today. Mm-hmm. I got to say, the time I got in it, is awesome. I enjoy it. I do feel a little weird because I'm not so used to boots on the ground. But it feels smooth. I played the Trickster and the Pyro. It feels like a Mass Effect Gears kind of a combo of all of that. But I'm so far, I mean, I haven't got to play a lot, like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. But I'm enjoying it so far. I don't know the depth of the game, but you guys' thoughts?
I'm kind of there with you. I've only played somewhat of the Pyro. I was originally going to go Technomancer, but I felt the urge to burn stuff, and so I had to satiate that, satisfy that. But I really like what the game is looking to be, and how so far in the demo alone, and the time I put into it, how good it looks, how smooth it is, and how, like you said, it's Gears meets Mass Effect type gameplay and effects, and
yeah,
it looks great on my 2K screen. It plays great on the Series X. I'm itching to get back into it and, you know, play some more of the classes. And it looks promising without trying to get my hopes up too high, because we've been burned to some degree on certain games. Part of it's our own fault for hype. Part of it's because times are the times what they are, and devs do certain things, and the community... You know, I don't know, but I'm trying to get my hopes up, but I'm really liking what I'm seeing and what they're wanting to do with this game, you know, from crossplay to the co-op mechanics, and it just looks really good. And the demo, I'm glad I get to play it, because I never got a chance to get in the alpha. Easily got in the game. I know Xbox took a dump for a while, and then I was able to get back into it whenever, after a nice little nap today, and yeah, it was good times.
Yeah. I spent a lot of the day watching content. It's not something that maybe it would surprise people based on the games that I play, but it just like was not something that like interested me. I don't know, there was just something about it that I was not interested in. But with that being said, I've enjoyed watching it. I think that the gameplay looks really fun. I think that one of the things we talked about before the cast started was like the voice acting is really good. I think I've probably seen a total of a few hours. So like Lupo was saying earlier, what can you expect out of like the writing in 2 hours of gaming? But so like the writing is weird, kind of weird, but like it's because the story's building or whatever. So for someone who I probably won't play it, but I'm enjoying watching people play it, I think that's a pretty promising, you know, situation. I think that if you can attract people to your game who aren't interested, but they want to stick around and watch, I think that's pretty good. And so, you know, I'm excited to see people excited. I know some people who are playing it to hold them over, you know, between content releases of games like Destiny or other games like that. So, you know, if that's the role that it provides to gamers, then I think that's great. So I don't know. It looked really cool. The you know, one thing I always look at in games is the character customization, because of course I do. And it reminded me very much of Destiny. It wasn't like super in depth or anything, but it was fun. It was cool. So I'm excited that you guys are excited about it. And that's just sort of my early thoughts as someone who I watched a lot of it today. I was watching it for like 5 hours. I was watching somebody stream, and it was pretty cool. I thought it was nice. Yeah.
I have been purposely actually not like watching a ton on this, because for one, I didn't want to overhype myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm just playing so much other stuff. I was like, okay, I'm going to play this when it comes out and enjoy it when it comes out, just as a brand new thing. And jumped in today after finally getting it downloaded. Internet was a little bit slow for me. Got a couple hours in though. And I was like, from what I'd seen from the classes, I'm like, I have to go Pyromancer. That's going to be my class. I need big booms and set things on fire.
Yeah.
And jumped in, and boy, I'm loving it. And we were talking before the podcast, like, I was like, oh, Lupo and I were playing a mission together, And I was like, oh, I'm loving this. And like, you can, your melees actually even do like your elemental damage and stuff. I was like, this is cool. It's going to be really fun. It reminds me a lot of like my warlock build that I play right now in Destiny, which is I play with the Karnstein gauntlets for the warlock, which you can heal from getting melee kills. So I'm like,
heals
okay.
For feels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this game, like, you don't heal naturally. The only way you heal is getting kills.
Yep.
So, and the Pyromancer, like, each class is different on how they get, like, the majority of their heals. And the way the Pyromancer gets his main heals is by killing things that are affected by his flames. So, like, the more, if you set something on fire, if someone else kills it even, I think you're going to get, how you're going to get the majority of your heals. Everyone gets them from, like, killing stuff. But I think that's like that's their big thing. So like I was just running around. It's like as long as you're comboing or and like timing your cooldowns and stuff, you're constantly healing. Like you can just stand there. Like I did one mission solo afterwards, and I'm just sitting there, I'm just standing in the middle of the room, just walking along, shooting. Like yeah, you can't kill me. You can't kill me. I'm just gonna keep healing. And I'm really enjoying that. But like Lupo, as I was saying a little minute ago, Lupo and I were playing a mission. And I was like, I really like the melee. And he's like, have you tried the charge melee yet? The running melee yet? And I was like, there's a running melee?
What?
And I was like, enough said. Here I go. And I just go charging after some guys, like smash. And it's like you do this like overhead, like double fisted smash into the ground, big AOE fire everywhere. And I was like, okay. This is it. But like I'm getting a lot of Remnant vibes from this, and I really liked Remnant. Like Lupo and I and Dog, we got into that a bit. We were enjoying that. And I'm getting a lot of vibes from that, but like a lot cooler in the powers. Like you're gonna be able to build different ways, like just because there's four classes, but then each class has like three like skill tree, not I guess there's skill trees, but like pathing trees for perk where you put your perk points in, and they do different things. I'm sure you can go like part both ways, but it's going to be interesting to see how much we're going to be able to build. Like, are we going to be able to eventually fill in that whole tree, or are we going to have to?
Yeah, like Borderlands, like, where now like you can go to full trees.
Yeah, is it going to be like Borderlands where you can almost completely fill it out, or is it going to be like, okay, if you want a balanced build, you're not going to get like to the end of this tree, or you can specialize in one thing and get all the way to the end of one of them.
Yeah, that'll be curious to see how that skill tree works out, because I took a glance at it. It's pretty extensive, and I hope that you can.
It's cool. It's cool that you have like connecting paths back to the other ones too. So like, if you want to like catch it in the middle somewhere, if you're like at the top of one of them or at the bottom, like you can go to the next one and then back up to the top. Like, it's pretty diverse, like how to build a character, and it's going to be interesting to see like how people spec their characters in the future, because like some of the things you get back are pretty. You know, extensive, like to how it affects your gameplay,
and not just perks, but the guns.
Yep,
they have the same for anyone who's played like Destiny. They've got the same basic rarities so far that I've seen. I've only gotten up to blues, but blues already have like in terms of like Destiny wise, almost like minor exotic perks on just blues, to where they will. They have their basic stats plus a stat, like a mod that will boost something. So like armor will drop with mods that are going to boost your abilities. But like weapons I've seen have almost like I said, minor exotic perks, where I have a like sidearm revolver that when I hit a crit, it'll trigger a anomaly explosion on them, so almost like a firefly effect.
Nice.
And then I've got an auto rifle that every 8 seconds when I hit an enemy, I can slow them. I'm not a class that's played they can slow things, but I can use that weapon to slow people.
Yeah, still very effective.
And that's just on a blue, like that's not on anything like crazy yet.
Yeah, the fact that the gear and guns can be very centric synergized with your abilities or make abilities mm-hmm. do complete something totally different, that is pretty cool. It's going to be a little bit of longevity added to the game itself. People who want to, you know, spec out their perfect, you know, I guess their god gear, I guess, if you mm-hmm. want. So that'll be some fun replayability, you know, some make multiple runs to do multiple builds for same yeah. character.
And like I've played a lot of games where they give you perks like this and you're like, oh, this is going to be a really cool, interesting build. And a lot of times it's just, okay, did something really happen or is it just a minor thing? Like Lupo and I were talking about it, like, okay, I want to know these stats. Am I getting, like, I got one that was like 150% damage to one of my skills. I'm like, okay, is that plus 150? Like, say my ability has 100 damage. Is am I getting now 250 or am I just getting 150? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, is it adding another 150 or am I just getting 150 of the original? So it's just, but I did notice, like, after Lupo had gotten off and I was getting ready, we were getting ready for the podcast, there is a stat screen you can pull up and we'll show you, like,
yes.
all your stats broken down.
Like, if you right trigger, if you...
You're still muted, Lou or Meal. There you go.
Yeah, I was saying, like, if you hit your right trigger, if you're using a controller, you can see, like, the whole stack of stats.
It pulls up, yeah, a list of everything. And I was like, no wonder I was taking a lot of health damage. I have yeah. nothing bonus into health, but I have a ton specced into anomaly damage so far. Like, I'm healing really well, but boy, I take a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I think the game hits so many, you know, checks so many boxes of what I've been, like, looking for such a long time. So I'm really enjoying everything so far. So I started with the Devastator because Gravity Leap is basically... Biotic Charge from Mass Effect, and I just want that in my life. I want every character in every game to have Biotic Charge because it's just the most fun thing that you could ever do.
Hello. So all the Mass Effect Vanguard are perking up here.
Basically, you could spec your trickster to be like just a biotic warrior. You can take he has like a bullet shield, like a geo bullet shield. The Gravity Leap, which is basically like Biotic Charge. The his first ability is like Shockwave. It's basically like a Vanguard from Mass Effect. So that's why I've like gravitated towards that. And it's somewhat tanky, even though like he's a little squishy in the beginning. But I played Devastator some. I played Technomancer some, which Technomancer is going to take some time to play around with and figure out. Like, I think some of his abilities are so far in opposite directions. Like, you really have to like get all eight of them and pick the ones that you need in your build and then use the tree to your advantage to really maximize your damage on them. So early on, it's a lot of ice, you know, so basically everything you do is ice, and like me and Crow just icing people and lighting them on fire, icing people and lighting them on fire, just like back and forth. Like, I don't think we like took more than like 10% damage the entire time we were playing together. Awesome.
Well, I definitely took it because I was running in there smashing things, but yeah.
it was a lot of fun. But I think like, I hate to be like the advocate for setting proper expectations for games, but I see a lot of people trying to insert this as, you know, Destiny Killer 2021, you know, and I think people just need to get away from that mentality.
It's not going to.
It's not even the same type of game. It's not a live yeah. service game. It's an RPG with, you know, with loot elements to it. So it's
close to the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like people expect it to have like this couple hundred hour gameplay loop, but I like if people get 100 hours out of it, I'd say that's a lot, honestly. Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was saying with, like, I think if this game finds its role in being, like, and everyone games differently. So for people who don't play a game like Destiny or Division or insert, you know, live service game here, not everyone has this. But if it finds its role in being, like, I am the game that is going to be the filler for when people in these types of games are looking for something else to do, that's a pretty good role, to be quite honest with you. Because, you know, what ends up happening for people like me, and I'll speak on behalf of, you know, Crow and Lupo, they play differently than I do. But there comes a point in the Destiny grind where we're like, I gotta play something else. Crow's always playing something else, but you know, like, I gotta do something else for this period of time until like the next content drops. So if this game establishes itself as that for many people, that's a, like I keep saying, that's a good role. Now, not everybody has that, so I mean, this could be somebody's main game easily. But yeah, I think Lupo is correct there. I think unfortunately it's going to at some point hit a wall because it has to. But I'm happy people are excited about it. I think any game that people are excited about that is for good reason, you know, it's performing well. It looks nice. I keep seeing in chat, people are saying like, it looks great on Series X. The content I was watching today, both from Mule and another channel that I was watching was on PC. It looks beautiful. Yeah, it looks so amazing. I mean, that's, what more could you possibly want? I know, you know, Mule was like, Radical, you got to play this. You got to play this. I'm trying to move away from looter shooters personally. Like, they don't do for me. Like, even in an RPG element, I'm not like about it. I don't know why I play Destiny, but I'm just trying to move away from it. So I don't want to get into it for literally that reason. I know I'll probably enjoy it, but I want to get into it. But I'm glad people are liking it. So that's what matters.
But it's just like Borderlands. Like, some people play Borderlands for the, you know, the 40 hours, 20 to 40 hours of, you know, story content that the game offers, or they play for hundreds of hours to maximize their build. There's two different types of players, but Borderlands isn't a live service game like Destiny is. You know, it doesn't have weekly content drops or anything like that. Like Borderlands, you might get a seasonal event once a quarter, you know? Sure. Like, now will we see DLC from this? I'm sure if the game performs well, it'll get DLC, but you know, they don't have any sort of expectation of that right now, and I don't think people should get their hopes up for it either.
Right. I totally agree.
If it happens, it happens, but like, for me playing this game, I got close to the emotions that I felt playing Destiny's beta for the first time.
Good. Yeah.
Like, I played it and I wanted to play more of it. The story grabbed me enough to where I wanted to know why things were happening, and I wanted to get to that point of figuring all of those things out. I think not everybody's gonna expect that. You know, for me, I love sci-fi games more so than any other game on the market. Like, a lot of other people can play any single medieval or fantasy style game that comes out, and that's just not for me. You know, I enjoy sci-fi games, and this really checks those boxes for me for a sci-fi game in a post-apocalyptic world where you have powers and abilities, and the gunplay is very, very good, especially for a third person shooter, which is often tough. It just checks so many boxes for me on so many different levels. But I know this is not a 200 hour game.
Right.
It could be, but I don't have that expectation for it.
Enough for me too. Right.
I would say for me, like, I might get 60 to 100 out of it. Sure. And I think that's fine. That's more than fine. My barometer is usually a dollar an hour. If I get a dollar an hour out of a game, that's very, very good.
That's solid.
You know what game, by the way, this is, nobody has to agree with me. I don't know if anybody here, although I bet some of you did. Not like fully exactly the same. It definitely pulls from a lot of different games. But one game I keep saying that it reminds me of is Defiance. It has like the same feel.
As you were saying that, like, that it might not pull from that, that's the game I was thinking you were going to say.
It doesn't look the same, obviously, because it's from a different generation. Like, Defiance was not a great looking game. But like, some of the feeling and like just like the setting and like back when it was like being announced, I was like, this looks like Defiance. And I, believe it or not, I played a lot of Defiance. It was one of like the first games I really ever played on 360. And it's just, I don't know if that's part of the reason I'm kind of like meh about it, because my experience with Defiance was weird, but it just reminds me of, people don't say, I don't think a lot of people play that game, but I was like, yeah, it has Mass Effect elements, it has Gears elements, but it really reminds me of Defiance. That's like what it reminds me of. So that's a hot take.
And we know there's going to be like in-game content as well, so that may keep it around a little bit longer. Like, there may be like raids and things like that, so.
Yeah.
No, there's expeditions. That's all there is. There's expeditions, which is, I believe, 14 different zones. Bomber's in the chat. He could probably correct me on that.
There's 14 different,
and it's never repeated content either. So it's not like something that they've taken from the story and they're just recycling it. I have this number 14 in the back of my head for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But it's all like end game type stuff where you're testing your build. Like, end game shouldn't be like, let me go in and do what I can. No, you have to perfect your build. Like, I remember playing Anthem for the first time in GM3, and the three of us were like, what are we doing here? Yeah. We cannot hold up here right now. You know, and we were like, we had to go back, rethink our builds, and then go back when we were more, like, ready to
do true. That, you know? So
yeah.
True.
Now, that's you know, good. Like, this is what this is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Defiance, and it kind of put a little bit of taste in my mouth because
it wasn't supposed to be for a bad reason. It just felt the same. Yes. It just kind of gave me that feeling.
I got the comparison, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But just a fun story. That's one of the first games that me and Mule and our buddy Daniel played together for a while, and I turned them on to it. We were all excited, and they were like, "I can't wait to finish this game just to get it over with." Because
it was a tough game. It was not great. Yeah, I know.
Like, it'll get better. No, it won't. It'll get better. No, it won't. No, it's not going to get better.
Yeah, it's very brief, like, sidebar. It's funny that I played that. I think to myself, like, I know it wasn't a great game, but, like, if I went back now, like, being more adept at gaming, would I enjoy it more? But maybe I probably wouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you pick it up for the because of the show?
I'm trying, I think probably, I'm trying to remember if I had the game and then I knew about the show or if it came out after the show. I don't remember, but I did watch the show for a period of time. I never finished it, but I did watch the show.
Yeah, I never played the game. Actually, Tryon Worlds approached me to play Defiance when they re-released it, and it was basically the same exact game that came out in 2013.
I was so annoyed.
What the frick is this? But I watched the show because they offered me the code for the game.
The show was okay. That's a separate conversation.
The show wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It was mediocre. But anyway, yeah, when they were like, yeah, we're doing this new thing, I was like, oh, I've played Destiny. Like, maybe I'll be able to play this game. And then I was like, it's the same game. I'm not doing this again. No way.
So,
they are. Right,
brushing that off.
So moving on to just a few little quick hits here as we get toward the end of the podcast. Destiny Plus for you Star Wars fans, Bad Batch coming out May 4th.
Destiny Plus?
Destiny Plus.
Sorry, I got Destiny on the brain. Disney Plus. Bad Batch is going to come out May 4th, which is kind of...
not surprising, but...
Well, it's also hard because that's when Season 7 ended with Clone Wars for us Star Wars fans, and that's when...
Wait, Bad Batch comes out when?
May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah,
oh, I switched the dates up. Yeah. Loki's on the 11th of June?
Loki's June 11th. Oh, okay. So that's another big one. But we have two new announcements, and I want to get y'all's guys' thoughts. Halo coming to Showtime, or is it something like that?
Paramount.
Paramount. Yeah, so now Plus. Paramount's got its own streaming service.
And then Avatar.
Wasn't it originally supposed to be Showtime, though?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Wasn't Spielberg working on a Halo when it got announced years ago, and then, like, nothing ever happened?
It's not the same project.
Okay.
I bet it's a different project.
Or it must be a different project, because that was supposed to go somewhere and it never did. That's, well, I hope it's good.
So what do y'all, what do you think? I mean, the first thing I saw, what I thought was another freaking subscription service.
I know.
But
well, that's, first of all, cable's going to go away and we're going to pay the same amount for subscription services as we are for cable.
It's getting there.
So. Jeez. I'll start just because I don't have much to say about Halo specifically. I've played Halo, as we talked about. I like Halo. I would watch a Halo show. But I was really interested in the Avatar Studios announcement. I'm a big Avatar fan. I watched Airbender when I was a kid. I watched it again as an adult. Actually, you can at me and I'll tell you why that Legend of Korra is great. I love Legend of Korra, and I'm really excited for what they're going to produce. There's been a kind of a weird statement that they made about, like, changing Katara's age for, like, one of the stories, which doesn't make any sense, but we won't go there right now. But I'm really excited to see, like, separate from the Aang story. I realize they're all connected, but separate from that story, I'm interested to see, like, the next Avatar. Like, you know, Korra's story is over for the show, so I'm, like, really interested to see who's next. I believe that Fire is next, so is Earth next?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Earth is next. Aang met with, or in the Avatar world, he met with the Fire Lord before.
Oh, you're right.
The Fire Avatar.
Yeah. So I'm actually more excited for Earth, to be honest with you, because I'm an Earthbender per many quizzes. So I'm really excited to see that. What comes next? I loved Korra, for, like I just said, but I would love to see who's next. So Mule knows nothing about Avatar. You're missing out. Avatar is great. I'm not kidding. Like, you watch it with your kids. He's not it's lying. It's really good. It,
but I never got back to it.
I think an earthbending Avatar, like an earthbender Avatar or an Avatar from Ba Sing Se would just be weird. Like,
they could be from outside Ba Sing Se.
Well, yeah, true. Like, they're just more clumsy, I feel like, because rocks are clumsy, right?
Oh,
like,
man, it would be so funny.
Well, yeah, I think it would be. Bender. Huh.
It would be fun. What'd you say?
What?
That's why I'm a earthbender? Yeah. 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 It's true. You should see, I mean, how these pops are still on a shelf, I have no idea. But that was just my takeaway. I love I'm really looking forward to Avatar stuff. So.
What I wanted to say also too about Disney Plus before we get off the whole TV conversation,
yeah, sure.
Like Disney Plus is like setting the precedence now of how to keep people subscribed.
Yep.
I talk about it a lot. If you guys follow me on Twitter or see any of my rants about Netflix and how poorly Netflix is doing right now, and I'm sure they're doing very well. Because we're all stuck at home, we're all watching TV. But the fact that they they keep raising the price of their thing, of their subscription fee, and not offering anything all that great. They keep taking away shows. So how do they continue to justify upping their price every 18 months, less even, when you have like services like Disney Plus, which are literally pumping out hits all the time?
Yeah, I mean, do you think about it, like Disney Plus, it keeps you subbed because the way they spread it out. Because like, look, you got WandaVision, but people are like, what are you going to watch after that? Oh, I'm going to watch Falcon and Winter Soldier. Okay, what about that? I'm going to watch Loki. Okay, what about that? Probably The Mandalorian once it comes out again or some other Star Wars show. You know, so it's like it keeps you hooked. You won't cancel your sub, you know?
Yep. I think they found the rhythm now.
And they do the bundle that you can get for the same price as Netflix with Nat Geo and ESPN and Hulu is wild. I mean, that is absolutely. I don't pay for Netflix anymore. Shout out, Dad, because he watches it more than me. But I pay for Hulu, and it's the same price as if I just like. And my brother pays for Disney Plus. I'm not doing a good job here, but you know, like it's a family plan. It's fine. But you know, like if he wasn't using that and I had my own stuff, I'd be like, yeah, of course I'm going to get a bundle. It's $13 for a bundle. It's like it's a no-brainer. I don't know if that's illegal. I'm not sharing anything with him. It's a lie.
I mean, my mom doesn't have my account either.
Profiles on one account.
I know.
also add, of course, I'm excited for Halo, but. When I saw the Avatar, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to tell my daughter. She has started watching the Avatar for the third time in the past calendar year, in the past 12 months. She loves all things Avatar and Korra.
Has she watched Korra? It's so good for young gals to watch Korra.
She loves both of them. She has her enamel pins on her backpacks that she got for Christmas, proudly wears those. So I forgot to tell her when I saw her today, but her brother told her. So she FaceTimed me like, Dad, is a new episode coming? What's happening? Tell me. So I built the news like, oh my gosh, so I'm so happy. So she was very happy.
I'll send you a picture of Azula so you can show her. She's back.
Yeah, like somewhere. I don't know. Like I don't know. Like they have announced like official capacity of like what's going to happen, but the fact that they have the original creators like in partnership with it is very, very encouraging because I think like. There's been too many things that they haven't really been too hands-on with, and those are the things that people don't necessarily like a lot. Like, I don't think they had a lot to do with the Avatar movie that people didn't like that all that much, the live action.
Yeah.
I think that the one thing that they...
Cameron.
They didn't have anything to do with that. I think that the one thing that they mentioned, though, they confirmed that a animated movie was coming, and I think that is where they're changing some of the stuff with Katara that people aren't happy about. But I do believe that an animated movie was announced. But other than that, like the next series, they've said it's coming, but they haven't given any details on it. So,
Mr. No Anime, thoughts?
I mean, I don't know.
It's not an anime, so he didn't have to worry about it.
I have no idea with anime. It's not an anime. Apparently, Lupo has said I'm the old guy that drinks tea.
Uncle Iroh.
He's Uncle Iroh.
Yeah, you are so Uncle Iroh. So Uncle Iroh.
Like some water put in a mug?
I don't know. I mean, Iroh has a little bit more knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah, he has a little bit more.
Wow.
Yeah. Someone told me I was Toph once, and I was like, yeah.
I don't even know what he is. I don't know. I don't even know.
She.
You were very Toph-esque.
I'm very Toph-esque, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Right on. So last topic here, which could be a big one, because, you know, new WandaVision tomorrow. We're going to be talking spoilers, so if you haven't watched any of the WandaVision, you may want to just scoot through the end of this right here. Yeah. What do you guys think? What do you think?
Can I go first? Can I go first?
Yes.
Please. All right. So, because I'm the late one into the WandaVision vision, if you will.
Yeah.
I wasn't all too impressed with this week's episode. A lot of people were like, "Wow, this is so great!" This and I was like, "Man, I had to go Google who this person was."
Oh, gotcha.
You are gonna say this is very mule of me, but I feel like I'm constantly saying, "Can you just get to the good stuff and save me 15 minutes?"
But there was so much good stuff in this episode.
A lot,
man. I just feel like they're dragging it out too long. Like.
Well, they want to get your sub, like you said, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
the part with Rambo was pretty good, but like the end of it was just like everyone's like, "Oh, it was so crazy! Wait for the ending." I was like, "Who the hell is this person?"
Yeah, it's a comic character, not a lot of people.
Yeah, which I understand, and I loved Avengers the game because of those things, because like the outside of comic media now is really paying homage to like. The greater universe rather than just like Iron Man and Captain America, you know?
Yeah.
But like get me more invested. Like
mm-hmm.
I wanna know why this person matters.
Yeah. Right.
And they never really met up with whoever she was texting. Like we never saw that.
Yeah. That's still a theory out there on who it is. Most people think it's Reed Richards, aka Fantastic Four.
You talk about Rambo?
Yeah, like, the
Her contact or whatever?
Yeah, her contact.
Well, her contact was the team that she meets up with.
But there was like an engineer there.
The chick is an engineer. She's the one built the car.
That's kind of honestly.
Yeah. Because Rambo does have interaction with the Fantastic Four in the comics where she basically goes to seek help about her new powers. The new power she got in the movie.
Yeah,
and there's also the ties into, you know, the X-Men or how they're going to come into this. And there's so many theories out now. A lot of them are a little far-fetched and a lot of them make a lot of sense. And I'm trying to figure out where's the medium and where they're going to go with it. And racking my brain trying to figure out what the next step is. I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'll just wait and watch it. But, I mean, what I want to see is them really do a good job of introducing mutants and the X-Men, and I think that's what's going to be happening towards the end. It's going to involve the multiverse. It's going to involve Wanda doing something crazy. I can't freaking wait.
I mean, we saw one of the books at the end.
Yep, it was one of the books from the library from Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
so we know he's going to have a cameo at least for the introduction to his series. We know the multiverse is already out there. He's already been to it. The Marvel's already shown Strange going to it, so that's there. The fact that this Quicksilver was pulled from the multiverse says a lot. So many places it can go, and Disney's just like pulling on everyone's strings, man. It's just...
Yeah.
It's so good.
Just so many like theories that I've seen like before the episode that like just paid off, like I had seen multiple episodes ago, they're like, "Oh, it's Agatha. Like, this character is Agatha, and she created Sparky. Like, he didn't just show up. She created him so that she could kill him. And for, like, it's kind of gruesome, but consume him so that she can see into the future." And like, that's why, like, when Vision finds her on the edge of town, just like almost in tears, like saying that, like, it's inevitable or something. I forget what she says, but like, she's like kind of freaking out because of what she has seen. Like, that's a theory. This is still just one of the theories. Like, that's part of reason why she's freaking out. It's not that she's under the spell of Wanda. It's that she's kind of like panicking. And then she
has to act. The other way that Wanda is under the spell of Agatha, though, which was shown towards the end of this episode.
Wanda's not under the influence, just Agatha is she's working on things behind, like, she's not manipulating, like, she's not controlling Wanda at all. She's just manipulating things in the inside the hex to try and benefit her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wanda do things that she wants. That like, sense. And if you notice, like, in the last episode, they did a really cool thing. I was talking about this with Lupo, is they changed the aspect ratio a lot to tell you different things. Yeah. So anytime they were inside the hex, it would be full screen. And anytime they were outside the hex, it would go to the letterbox.
Interesting.
And if you notice, when Wanda goes into the basement and goes into Agatha's like lair, it goes back to letterbox, showing that like Agatha can go in and out of the hex.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be exciting to watch, man. Like, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's another kind of crazy theory that actually Pietro is Sparky.
Yeah, I saw that one too. That he may be like a familiar.
Agatha turned Sparky into Pietro.
Okay,
that's weird. And that's why he's like on her side now, and like says at the end, like Snooper's gonna snoop because he's guarding the house.
Well, here's the fun fact: Vision's the only person in the MCU who died 3 times.
Yep.
3 times?
For now.
Yeah. Well, did he die?
Wanda
killed him.
Thanos. And then dying outside of the hex.
Did he die or was he just like...
He didn't die. He got pulled back in. He was close to death.
Yeah.
I don't think he died.
He was dead.
Well,
either way, he's died a lot.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Lots to look forward to. And I know, guys, we covered like a lot of stuff on the podcast tonight. So we just kind of flew through there because we try to keep it at least about an hour. We try not to go too far over that. So
yeah,
too far, apologies, not too much today.
A little rushed. We'll probably have more Outriders to talk about next week because we'll have more time in the game.
Oh, yes. For sure.
Yeah.
Lupo.
Especially Rad.
Lupo's like,
yeah. Wait. I mean, I'm watching.
I'm good. I'm exhausted, brother.
Yeah.
I was gonna say two things, and it's not gonna take more than 15 seconds. Don't time me. Two things to look out for in the gaming sphere, everybody. First and foremost, a wild teaser of gigantic proportions from our boy, what's his first name? My God. Butcher guy.
15 seconds.
What's his name? Henry?
Henry.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. Henry Cavill.
Oh, yes.
We can save it for the next podcast.
Anyway, keep an eye on it. If it happens, if he teased that and we find out months later that something, I've actually had somebody tell me that they think that he's actually maybe providing voice for the new game. So we'll talk about that next time. But if that happens, if he teased something and then he's in something related to Mass Effect, I will cosplay as Liara to Sony. Second, yes. Something to keep an eye on in the gaming sphere is Valheim. Just look it up. Just look at these like records that it's shattering. It has sold over 4 million copies on Steam. Copies. Dang. I'm like a grandmother. But you know what I mean. So like it is blowing up.
4 million records.
4 million copies. Oy vey. So like, you know, it's just really cool. So just like look at it. Keep an eye on it. You don't have to play it, but like it's a really cool story right now for gaming. So this is just
solid Jedi Master Rogue play it. And for a survival game, it looked pretty stinking good. Not really my style games, but it looked good.
It's an easy entry. It's $20.
Yep.
You can try it. And
relaxing,
it's like,
I've heard.
It's like a gig.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously small file size.
So just something to keep an eye on if you're like, if you enjoy following gaming news, which if you're listening or watching this, you probably do. So.
Yeah.
Should MSG get a server? Interesting.
Lupo's like, no. And I'm doing everything to like keep me from like
Yeah, I'm not even suggesting playing it.
It's like Underdog chicken every day. Like, have you bought it yet?
Is that his kind of game?
No, Dog just likes what a lot of other people are playing. Oh, so if he sees people like other people like really heavily interested in something, he just wants to know why they're playing it.
I like that, man. The end of the podcast now have become like, let's just like talk about Dog for like 5 seconds and just like.
For those of you that don't know, shout out to Underdog because he does.
He's an editor. He is the man.
Audio. Yeah. So he gets to hear all the shenanigans before we go live and all the shenanigans after.
And the resident divinity bitch.
He is the divinity bitch. And he helped me through the master Dead Man's Tale presage. So got my catalyst. Shout out, Dog. You're the man.
Same. Him and Mantham got me through it.
Yep.
Dog's all right. I like him.
Cool. That's all I got. That was just what I wanted to say.
Right on. Well, guys, I think that about wraps it up. I will say, if you do like the podcast, make sure you go visit newhorngaming.com/pace to find more great content creators there. And if you're looking for some mule swag, then go check out our homepage. We got the page for the store right there on the homepage. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it up!
Blow it up. Bang, boom. Bang, bang.
I'm Batman.
Boom.
Burn.
Explosion.
Explosions.
Explosions.
I should go.
Good times, good talks. Oh, yeah.